Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN. This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. I'm not going to sing, but if you're in the city of Cedar Rapids right now, look out your window, if you can. Big snowflakes. It is windy, windy, windy out there. In fact, there is a blizzard warning in effect. And that's changing our plans a little bit here on a Wednesday afternoon. How you doing? It's Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600 is the talk line and the text line. Because of the weather, because of the blizzard warning, we're going to cut from 2 hours down to one, a power hour edition of Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN with you from 4 till 5. So we're basically interrupting Freddie and Harry. Nobody tell Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas we're kicking them off the air for an hour and then sending it right back to them. Please don't call Bristol, Connecticut and tell them that. That's my one ask for you today here on 1600 ESPN. But power hour today, so everybody involved with the show can get home safely, myself included. Go until 5 tonight. We'll turn you back over to Freddie and Harry from 5 to 6. And then we'll send you to Iowa State Women's Hoops, Cyclones, and Cincinnati tonight from Hilton Coliseum. Pregame show starts at 6 with tip-off just after 6:30 here on 1600 ESPN. Again, 319-366-1600. Talk line and text line open for you. What's coming up during the power hour? Well, a lot of different things. Going to look back on basketball from last night. Had both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones in action last night. Iowa, a game only a mother could love, beating Rutgers 68-62 last night. A little bit more high scoring for the Cyclones. They got back on track, beating UCF. I bet UCF is glad they got out of Iowa before this stuff came here today. 87-57, Iowa State, the win there. We'll hear from Ben McCollum. Tate Sage as well. Heck of a game for him. Really one of the heroes of the game last night. Bennett Sturts had a solid second half, but not necessarily what you're expecting to see out of the senior leader last night. More on that coming up in just a bit. A big upset in the Big Ten that led to the coach crashing out. Yeah, we'll play what Mick Cronin had to say after his Bruins upset Purdue. Also, what the heck's Tom Izzo doing? Man, he had some weird stuff to say, too, about one of his players saying couldn't guard his grandmother. I don't know what Tom Izzo's on lately, but Michigan State playing Oregon last night. Got the win, but Tom Izzo not too happy with one of his key players from last night. Talk about that. Get to, like I said, Iowa State. Got some portal news for the Hawkeyes. Interesting pickup out of the transfer portal from another Big Ten school. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. Big 12 football schedule is out today, too. We'll look at where Iowa State is going in the Big 12 schedule and take a look at some of that. Plus, this interesting story, if you've been following it, Darian Mensah, the quarterback at Duke University. This legal battle, he wants out of his NIL deal, and Duke is like, uh-uh, we are not letting you out of your NIL deal. And this is kind of akin to what happened to Demond Williams at Washington. Unlike the Demond Williams situation, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a everybody comes together and sings Kumbaya and they're all happy and they all go off into the sunset together as quarterback and team. I was like, Darian Mensah wants to go somewhere else, and that somewhere else might be a team that just played for a national championship, and I'm not talking about the Indiana Hoosiers. We'll get to that coming up before 5 o'clock. Sports menu, a quick check of that coming up at about 4:50 tonight here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Do have a couple chances to win. We'll burn both opportunities to win here in the first hour of the show. Coming up later on in this hour, we will get you a chance to win tickets to see the Iowa Heartlanders in action coming up on the 31st. Of this month. They're taking on the Indy Fuel, part of their Empow Her game, celebrating women in sports. That's coming up, like I said, on the 31st at Extreme Arena in Coralville. I've got that text to win opportunity coming up later on in the program. But right now, in fact, let's give folks a chance to win tickets to see Steel Panther at Club 5 in the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. I just added this giveaway yesterday, but they have established themselves as the world's premier party band. And they are, well, one of the more iconic rock acts out there. Steel Panther, like I said, one of the world's premier party bands. They are coming to Cedar Rapids Wednesday, March 18th at Club 5 in the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. This is a win them before you can buy them opportunity. So if you want to check out the show, I will do this since it's a snow day edition of Spencer on Sports here at 1600 ESPN. I'm gonna say caller number two. Caller two, 319-366-1600. We've called in help from the bullpen. She's making her sports radio debut. She is very excited. I may even let her talk after she takes the winner. Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon answering the phones. Caller two, 319-366-1600. She will hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Steel Panther at Club 5 in the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, the show Wednesday, March 18th. Get you that hookup right here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Text line, talk line open for you here on this Wednesday afternoon if you want to join in on the program here today. All right, three big things. Here we go. Let's start off the program here.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
Three big things starting up the conversation here on 1600 ESPN. I should mention, too, with the blizzard warning, we will keep you up to date with the latest weather forecast details. Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman and myself will keep you up to speed over the next couple of hours here during the power hour and when we send you back to Freddie and Harry here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. All right, let's get into three big things. Big thing number one. I jumped ahead of the sound effect. I need to apologize to my wonderful sound effects. Let's try that again.
Number one
is Hawkeye Hoops from last night. Curious if you were at the game or you watched the game last night. What you think about the Hawkeyes and the win over Rutgers last night? Like I said, a game only a mother could love. Hawkeyes getting the win 68-62. Not the best performance in the slightest last night, but you can talk about style points. You can talk about how good it looked, you know, on paper, how good it looked on the TV screen, how good it looked in person. The biggest thing, and I'm not trying to whitewash over everything. I'm not trying to say that, you know, everything's fine, right? Oh, there's nothing to work on. Everything's good. Ignore everything you might have seen last night that gave you some concern. It was an ugly game. Hawkeyes need to be better, especially against opponents like Rutgers, who are toward the bottom half of the Big Ten. But the most important thing out of all of it is Iowa came away with a victory. Now, Rutgers, their metrics did improve a little bit from yesterday afternoon when we were talking to today. The website I used to talk about all the quad system stuff, it hasn't fully updated yet, but Rutgers moving up to a quad three. When we talked yesterday, Rutgers was a quad four game, which made it even more kind of must-win territory for the Hawkeyes last night. But regardless of how it looked, it's a win. And that is the most important thing, that the Hawkeyes ended up winning that game last night. Rutgers, as we saw, they played some of the better teams in the Big Ten tough. They lost by 9 at Wisconsin recently, their most recent game before they made their trip to Iowa City. But if you're an Iowa fan and you are not thrilled with what you saw on the court last night, I cannot blame you in the slightest, because this team needs to play a whole lot better. There are individual players on this team that I know Ben McCollum has said he wants to see more from, and I'm sure the fans want to see more from as well. But the bright spots last night, to shift kind of from the negative to the positive last night, you know, you got 12 points from Tavion Banks. He continues to his strong run of play. The biggest one that you look at is Tate Sage. He continues to impress. with the minutes he gets, and he's getting more and more minutes night in and night out. 30 minutes almost on the dot last night. Four threes, made five field goals in total, but he was just automatic from that left corner last night. It seemed like when I was watching that game, ended up with 17 points on the day. Like I said, Banks with 12 points, Tavion Banks. Bennett Sturts had kind of a weird stat line last night. Played all 40 minutes, so did not come off the floor. 8 of 21 from the floor, didn't make a three. I'm not sure what to make of his stat lines recently. I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know if it's still battling some illness or there's an injury that hasn't been disclosed. But 20 points, 5 assists, also 5 turnovers on the night. So kind of a mixed bag for your star point guard, your senior leader and your point guard. The biggest thing, and I know Ben McCollum will say that here or say this here in just a moment when we hear from him some of the post-game sound from last night, these guys need a day off. They need several days off. And the good news is, and we talked about this, not only do you have opportunities to stack some wins here with the games that you have coming up. Rutgers last night, put it in the win column. USC coming up on the 28th, so a week from tonight. I got to go on the road to Oregon and Washington. Those two teams, their metrics are improving just a little bit here, but still games, when you look at the Big Ten standings, you should be able to take care of business. And the biggest thing is, especially when you have, kind of high intensity, high stakes kind of games like Illinois and Purdue back to back, and you're playing, not every other day, but you have such a short time in between games, getting that week off, getting to that point, carrying a little momentum, even if it's ugly momentum, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to still get that win, have it be maybe not the way you wanted to play, but make it count in the end and carry, a two-game win streak, wins over Indiana and Rutgers into this mini break, this week off that they get here. Next in action, Iowa is on the 28th against USC. 319-366-1600. Here is a little bit from Ben McCollum. Hopefully I have the right audio queued up here. McCollum talking about how Rutgers was able to continue fighting in that game. Hawkeyes did have the lead at half. Rutgers making it close. Iowa able to pull away and hold off the Scarlet Knights last night.
You have to win games when you don't play your best. And we didn't play our best. Our concentration was probably the biggest issue. I thought our effort was actually good. I did think we were ready to play. I didn't think our concentration was there. I think sometimes you can play hard and be excited to play, but then it's like, okay, but you also have to buckle down and understand what you're doing. And I thought that's what we probably missed tonight.
And an important thing that McCollum pointed out after the game, Iowa, they're not a team that can win just based on talent. They're not Michigan State. They're not Iowa State. They cannot win just based on talent, and that's something the coach needs to reinforce with this team. Got to show up, got to play.
We're not built like some of those other teams that can just kind of walk in and, hey, we'll just kind of stand here and make you shoot over the top of us because we're just tall. We're not built like that, and we're built differently. We have to move the ball. We have to share it. We have to understand how to hit pockets. We have to do so many different things that other teams don't have to do. It's just a good lesson for us, and fortunately we get to learn with a win.
And they get to learn with that win and get that week off. McCollum talking about just what they plan to do for the next week without a game.
Yeah, I think our guys need a day off or two. I think they're probably worn down a little bit from just the amount of games, especially on the road, especially the big games and the energy that it requires. I think they just need a day or two off, and then we need to practice. When you play so many games in a row, you don't have an opportunity to really dig in and practice and improve some things. We'll do better and be better and hopefully compete a little better next game.
Turnovers, interesting stat to look at from last night. Iowa with 12 of them. Mentioned Bennett Sturts with 5, all by his lonesome. The thing that saved Iowa last night, when you look at that stat alone, was Rutgers only able to convert 11 points off of those 12 turnovers, whereas Rutgers turned the ball over 19 times. Iowa got 19 points from 19 turnovers for Rutgers. So a point a turnover, basically, for the Hawkeyes last night. Free throws were interesting, too. I saw 83-10 on the text line pointing out that Ben McCollum should work the refs a little bit harder with how he talks about learning how to coach in the Big Ten and how the Big Ten is officiated. Rutgers last night getting 24 free throw opportunities, Iowa just 16. And that kind of goes against what we've been talking about. Like, okay, hey, at home, right, they get more calls at home, and on the road it's a little bit different, and not necessarily the case for Iowa last night. But win's a win. 83-10, also adding ugly win over the Gophers would have been acceptable. Yes, we're not able to get that done. That's still a loss in the loss column, but Iowa getting the victory. Still, I'm keep hitting refresh on this page. This I know net rankings aren't everything, but this website has become my new favorite site, and it let me down, man. It let me down. Not updated here this afternoon, at least not yet. 319-366-1600. Before I waste any more of her time, I'm going to bring in Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon, who we told Isaac you're not needed here today.
No, I did. We did.
We did, to keep him safe.
Can I tell you, I did text him, though.
You did. Of course you did. Here's the thing. You got our winner for the Steel Panther tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the information out for that in just a minute. But I'm giving you your day in the sun. Now, you've been
Thank you.
Show with me before.
Not enough. I've been asking for my own show at 1600.
I know.
He doesn't take me seriously.
I say, standing offer. Still applies.
I just wouldn't know what to talk about.
That's fine. That's fine. Just listen to what I'm talking about and add your own.
You talk too. Okay, here's the difference. You guys talk for a longer time over here on the sports station than
we
do over in Z.
Because you have music over there.
Uh-huh. We have to play the music. It's like stop yapping, get to the music. So
I get it. I would
have to learn to talk more.
Two totally different. Well, you can talk. I know you can talk.
As the station gossiper.
True. You said it, not me. But anyway, so Isaac, with the blizzard warning here, we're like, hey, Isaac, because Isaac lives in Iowa City. I don't want to dox him or anything, but he lives out of town. We're like, hey, Isaac, you know, we got it. We got you covered today. So thank you for loaning your time. I know sometimes there's a wall between, literally and figuratively, between Z102.9 and 1600 ESPN. So thank you for recognizing that we exist over here. That's
why I want to be over here.
Well, thank you.
But do you want to know what I texted him?
What did you text
okay,
him?
Okay, so
This better be radio friendly. It better not be like F-bombs and stuff that's going to get us both.
I don't want to get a fine. I can't afford
it.
Okay?
I don't. Yeah, either can I.
So, okay, I took a photo of me. So he's got his own desk back here.
It's very cool.
No snacks, though.
That's the most important thing? Snacks?
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Okay.
No snacks. I thought, you know, if there was anywhere that you could hide a margarita machine, it would be right back here. Nobody comes back here.
That's true.
And he doesn't have that, so I'm very disappointed in him. But I took a picture of me sitting at his desk, and I put my feet up on the desk, kind of like I own this place, right? Stealing your job. I said, my dream has come true. And he said, congrats. And I said, it might only be 15 minutes to answer calls, but my dream is happening. And then he said, don't blow it. He'll never let you back on if you mess it up.
He knows me too well.
He does.
He knows me too well. Well, thank you for donating your time, whatever little time that was. Who was our Steel Panther ticket winner?
Of course you ask me, as I've already closed out of my computer. I'm not getting this job back, am I? No, it was Andy. And he never won before.
Andy, a first-time winner.
I thought that was so cool.
Very good.
Thanks for listening, Andy.
Excellent. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate
and if you
it.
Liked me, let me know.
If you want to hear more from Destiny, and we can throw Taylor in the mix. We're not leaving Taylor to herself. Where is Taylor?
She's stuck running our studio.
Oh, well, I better let you get back over. I mean, Taylor's not the mischievous one of the two.
No, it's me.
Maybe it's a bad thing that I asked you to do this and not her.
I know. And if we go off the air, it's probably my fault because I moved over here and she's
set to run
over there.
I'm going to let you get back to that. Thank you for your assistance. You've made your sports radio debut.
Thank you.
Any sports takes? I know you're not a sports fan in this life.
You're asking the girl who's watching no sports. Let's see.
You claim to be a Vikings fan.
Yeah. Aren't we not doing very good? Are we not in the playoffs?
They've been out of the playoffs for a long time now.
Are the playoffs still happening?
Yes.
Oh.
It's Championship Sunday.
Oh, I do think the Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Not that I'm a fan. I'm not. It's just based on the logo. I don't know if you've heard the theory.
Yes, I've seen that.
The logo. I do think it's going to be the Patriots. Just saying.
Patriots winning or Patriots just going?
Oh, they ain't going to win. I just think they're going.
Okay. Okay. Well, listeners who bet on sports,
don't do that.
Patriots, you heard it here first. And if you lose your bet, you know exactly who to call.
I won't come in on Monday then. Oh. I won't work here anymore.
Oh, jeez. Let's not go that far. All right, I'm going to let you get back to more important things. Thank you for your assistance. Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon, she answered the phone calls for the Steel Panther contest, and we appreciate her making time for us over on this side of the building on a snow day edition of Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. She claims to be a Viking fan and a Cardinal fan. I know that much about her. I'm just assigning teams to her. I know Vikings and Cardinals. So if you're a Vikings and Cardinal fan and you actually would like someone who claims to like those teams on the air and not me, vote for her, I guess. 319-366-1600. Hawkeyes get the win last night on the men's side. I'm going to loop together the two Iowa State stories, the Cyclone hoops and the Big 12 schedule. Here coming up, I want to play you this sound before we get to a break from Mick Cronin last night here. UCLA beat Purdue, which Purdue's second loss of the season. It's a heck of a win for the Bruins because they've been kind of scuffling lately. They've been on the road a lot, and playing on the road of the Big Ten, especially when you're a West Coast team, is tough. But their month of January has had, at least up to last night, before last night, one home game. They've had to go to Iowa City, go to Madison, back home to face the Terps of Maryland, and then they had to go back out on the road to State College and to Columbus. And Mick Cronin, their head coach, who seems like a grumpy guy, regardless, he had this to say after the game, again, which his team just beat the number four team in the country. Probably their best win of the season. And he was not happy about the Big Ten and scheduling. This is what Mick Cronin had to say after the game.
I want to thank the Big Ten for giving us five of our first seven on the road, bringing Purdue here on Thursday night. We don't get back to in L.A. until Saturday, and giving us the team pick to win the league on a 2 days rest after five of our first seven on the road. I want to thank the Big Ten for that.
You're liable to make it worse next year.
It couldn't be much worse. Couldn't be much worse. Hey, I don't think they care about basketball.
True.
That's just my opinion. B, you know, look, man, they ain't moving the city of Los Angeles. I don't want them to, and they damn sure ain't moving to UCLA, and I don't want them to. And we're in the league in the Midwest, so that's just going to be what it's going to be. But you ain't got to play five of your first seven on the road and then come home and get the team picked to win the league on 2 days rest. I had two Hall of Fame coaches sent me a text. Why do you play Purdue tonight? I just saw you play Saturday at Ohio State. I said, I'll give you one better. They've been here since Thursday.
Oh, Mick Cronin. He's not happy. Your team just beat Purdue. Smile. I get having 2 days off in between games is not ideal, but come on, man. If you hate the Big Ten that much, there's probably a job in the Big East you could have. SEC's hiring. Don't go to the ACC because you're just going to have to, you know, you coach it. What's a team in the ACC looking to fire their Florida State, for example? Go to Florida. Oh, you got to go to Cal. That travel situation's not great. What are you complaining about? Then look, the schedule is what the schedule is, right? They had four out of five road games, and now five of the next six are at home, and the one road game they play is at Oregon, so it's in their time zone. I get it's a road game. You're flying from L.A. to Eugene, but I just don't get it. This is like the second year in a row, too, that he's, oh, the Big Ten, they don't care about us. They're going to make it worse on us. I've never seen a coach, and maybe I'm missing something, I'm forgetting something. I've never seen a coach do that. I mean, what are you complaining about, man? I don't know. 319-366-1600. UCLA winner over Purdue last night. Michigan dispatching Indiana. Michigan State did beat Oregon. And then Ohio State going to overtime. Minnesota just can't seem to break through. We were talking about that with Iowa's resume. Kind of hoping, if you're looking at the metrics, hoping that Minnesota picks up a quality win. And they just can't do it. They're shorthanded. Cade Tyson fouled out last night. But whew, not fun to watch if you're hoping. If you're kind of scoreboard watching, hoping for some of the quad two teams that Iowa's beaten to move up to quad one. Or maybe improve their own metrics to make it look a little bit better. 319-366-1600. Ouch. People on the text line hating on not just me, but Destiny's team choices. I can't control who she likes. I don't know. I don't know where her alleged fandoms come from. Probably familial. I don't know. You heard her pick the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. Free advice. Unsolicited advice from all of you. 319-366-1600. All right, Spencer on Sports Power Hour. Again, with the weather, the blizzard warning in effect. Go until 5 tonight. Just a quick, short show covering the top headlines of the day. And we'll send you back to Freddie and Harry, back to a full show tomorrow. Let's take a quick time out. We'll check out that weather forecast. And then come back and continue our three big things here for a Wednesday afternoon.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. Blizzard warnings have been issued for this afternoon and evening as winds will be picking up as the day goes on. Strong winds will pick up this fluffy snow and lead to blowing and drifting, which will also create whiteout conditions, especially in open and rural areas. This could last for several hours, making travel very difficult as we head through tonight. Winds will start to back off later this evening around 9 to 10 p.m. Temperatures will then drop down to around 10 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Thanks, Rebecca. Again, that blizzard warning in effect for just select parts of the listing area. It includes Linn County, Benton County, Jones County, Buchanan County, and Delaware County. A few areas to the north and west under that. That goes until midnight tonight. The snow here in Cedar Rapids, at least on the southwest side, has calmed down. It is pretty windy out there, but currently 32 in Cedar Rapids. If you're listening from Iowa City, you're like, man, what's going on? High wind warning in effect for folks in Johnson County and areas to the south. But Iowa City right now, 37, maybe even melting some snow if there's any left there. But if you're listening, Linn County, areas to the north, that blizzard warning goes until midnight tonight. Back with more after this here on 1600 ESPN.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The post-crib assembly press conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Michael, you had some trouble putting the crib together today. What went wrong?
You know, those instructions can be tough, and, well, you saw the outcome.
Here, were you upset when your wife pulled you and called in the backup?
No, I mean, the baby needs a crib to sleep in, so whatever it takes.
You've got a changing table to put together next. It's got a lot of drawers. What's your comment?
You know what? We're done here.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Life is full of choices, some big, some small. And when you choose an H&R Block Tax Pro, you're choosing the largest network of tax expertise to be in your corner for when your big ambitions need help with the small details, for when your six figures come from six different places, for when your gaming stream becomes your revenue stream, for when your business's year one needs 70 years of tax know-how. At H&R Block, we've seen it all, and we're here to help you make the most out of your money for life outside the box. Get started at hrblock.com.
He was never good at playing sports, but you sure can't talk about him. You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600, Spencer on Sports Power Hour edition for a Wednesday, going 4 till 5 today because of the blizzard warning in effect for the Cedar Rapids area. Been given the okay by the bosses to cut the show short by an hour here on 1600 ESPN. So we'll get you back to Freddie and Harry at 5. Iowa State women's hoops starts up at 6 tonight. Back to a full show tomorrow, but because of the weather, it doesn't look too bad now, but you heard Rebecca Kobelman from Iowa's News Now mention wind's going to continue to pick up, snow showers moving through. Might not be exactly where you're listening from, but possibility of blowing snow here this afternoon, late this afternoon into this evening and the first part of tonight. So that blizzard warning, Linn County areas to the north. I saw Waterloo is in it up towards New Hampton. I was just looking at the map. They're kind of a diagonal line with that opportunity or possibility, I should say, of some blowing snow. So keep that in mind as we continue on here on a Wednesday. 319-366-1600 as we continue on. Let's just continue the three big things here for this afternoon.
Number two.
We'll stick with hoops and mix in some football. This is Cyclone time here if you're an Iowa State backer. What'd you think of the win over Central Florida last night? 319-366-1600. Iowa State getting the win over UCF. It's still weird. UCF is a good team this year, but they still don't feel like a Big 12 team to me, right? That's kind of my mindset. It feels that way in football too. They've been in Big 12. Is it year two for them? Right? Yeah, it's year two, and I'm still kind of like, UCF is in the Big 12. Cincinnati's in the Big 12. Like, what are we doing with this conference? It makes more sense to me than the ACC having Stanford and Cal, but Iowa State UCF is one of those like, oh, that's a conference game. Okay, but Iowa State 4-0 now, I believe, under T.J. Otzelberger and overall against the Knights of Central Florida. Two-game losing skid snapped in convincing fashion last night as Iowa State got the win. Another triple-double. Joshua Jefferson continues to impress with what he's been doing this season. Had a couple rough games back-to-back. The entire team did, save for Milan Momcilovic, obviously, in that game against Cincinnati over the weekend, the loss in Cincinnati to the Bearcats. But triple-double last night, second one of the season, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Here's a little bit from him post-game after the 30-point win last night for Iowa State.
I think our practice is just being as intense and just getting back to what we do, you know, pressuring the ball, rebounding the ball, and then just getting out transition, playing off our defense. So I just think that's what we were doing in practice, and it's going to show on the court.
Joshua Jefferson there, Iowa State shooting 51% for the game, 22 assists, and got back to doing what they do best, which is force turnovers and turn those turnovers into points last night. 31 points off of 19 turnovers from UCF last night, and that helped them get back in the winning track.
We've really been working in practice is being the aggressor defensively, getting back to scoring off our defense and being, you know, tremendous pride there. That showed up for us. And then the share in the basketball was really good. I mean, the best we've had in some time, not just because what the numbers say, but you could just tell the guys' willingness to play for each other.
Otzelberger there, T.J. Otzelberger, head coach of the Cyclones. Here he is. One more clip from him. Post-game, again, talking about their ability to get those turnovers and turn those into scoring opportunities for his team last night.
More than anything, you know, as the season moves forward and you want to keep getting better, I think it's an understanding there as you can improve. And I think our guys were very intentional in what they did on the practice court. I thought yesterday was as good of a practice as we've had and felt like we played like we practiced.
Cyclones next in action against Oklahoma State on Saturday. That is a 3 p.m. tip-off down in Stillwater. We'll have coverage for you starting at 2 here on 1600 ESPN. UCF, a quad 2 opportunity if you're following the net rankings. Iowa State's rankings, not in any danger. They were 6th in the net, up from 10. So getting the 30-point win, sizable home win over a conference foe. Helping them last night. So Iowa State, Oklahoma State, this coming weekend as January starts to wind down. I was talking with some of the office today just about things in general, but really the sports calendar. We think of things kind of in a vacuum, especially this time of year. You're so busy, the grind, right? Like, okay, we got a game this day. We can preview it here on the show, and we'll preview it, then hear from the coaches and the players the next day and kind of look at what's ahead. And I'm sitting here looking at the schedule, and there's only two more games left in January for Iowa State in particular, but it goes by fast. And we're talking about February, we're talking about the stretch run, then we're talking about conference tournaments and stuff like that. So enjoy it while you can, no matter who you cheer for, because it goes by so fast. We wait. It's just like college football. We wait all year. All summer, we talk about, oh, the transfer portal, oh, this, oh, that, and then we're like, oh, where did it go? It's already the championship game, and championship game's over, and now we're already looking into the long, arduous offseason ahead for us college football fans. 319-366-1600. Speaking of college football, I know this is a favorite of many, so we need some appropriate music to bring us into this segment here. Schedule Radio! Yes, Schedule Radio. I am going to read verbatim the entire Big 12 football schedule from start to finish. Who's excited? Don't boo me! Come on. You want to hear game by game, breakdown by breakdown. No? Okay, I won't do that, but I'll give you the gist. Since we're on the topic of Iowa State, I'll let Cyclone fans know kind of where things land next year, first year under Jimmy Rogers. And again, it's way too early to make predictions. I don't know what to expect from Iowa State, anybody, in the coming year, which I think makes those way too early top 25 things. What are we doing? How do we know Ohio State's going to be number one? I don't know. It's just an educated guess based on who they return. But the schedule is out. All kidding aside, the Big 12 putting out the football schedule today. Big 10, by the way, next Tuesday. Did I see that right? So more Schedule Radio, me reading schedules verbatim for 2 full hours on the air coming up next Tuesday. But we'll have things for the Hawkeyes and the rest of the Big 10, so the key matchups there. Iowa State has announced the non-conference games that was announced well before the Big 12 came out with their schedule. But if you're not familiar, Cyclones hosting Southeast Missouri State, SEMO, goes to Ames on September 5th. Eddie George and Bowling Green are in town, and possibly Pudge the Cat. If you're familiar, if you're part of the Sickos committee, you know exactly what Pudge the Cat is. But Bowling Green is in Ames on September 19th. The Cy-Hawk game, to be grammatically correct, is in Iowa City on September 12th. So that will be an opportunity for Iowa State to win its third straight in Iowa City, extend their kind of streak of positivity in that game to 4 of the last 5. They've won 3 of the last 4 in the last 2 inside Kinnick Stadium. We'll see how that one goes on September 12th. But Southeast Missouri State, Iowa, and Bowling Green are the non-conference games. The conference season, the conference slate starts back-to-back with back-to-back home games. Utah is first out the chute on September 26th, and then West Virginia comes to town. Remember, Utah's got a new coach because Kyle Whittingham's at Michigan now. West Virginia on October 3rd, and then at BYU. Those are the first 3 conference games for Iowa State. The bye week, only 1 this year. Remember, they had 3 last year, which was really, really wild. Haven't seen that in a long time. But the bye week is October 17th. Schedule then picks up at Arizona, Oklahoma State at home on Halloween. Ames will be lit that night. I will just say that. They go to Baylor to start November. They host Cincinnati. They play at UCF. And then the Saturday after Thanksgiving is Farmageddon. K-State comes to Ames on November 28th. Colin Klein, new head coach down in Manhattan. So that's your Big 12 schedule. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. Tough one, that Baylor, Arizona, BYU stretch. That's tough. K-State, who knows what they're going to look like. It's way too early to figure that out, but certainly a tough schedule. That's what you look at there. No Texas Tech. Texas Tech and Arizona State, I think, are the two that you look at to say those two are probably the teams that are going to compete. Texas Tech, because they're throwing money left and right at anybody and everybody in the transfer portal.
Joey got some money. Joey, what you at, baby? Spending that money.
They are spending that money, Coach Prime, that's for sure. Texas Tech, Arizona State off the schedule. Although, who knows how Arizona State's going to be. Lose Sam Levitt. I think Jordan Tyson, their top receiver, he was hurt much of last year, but I think he's in the draft, right? I see all the mock drafts coming out, and I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. Fernando Mendoza, probably number one. Everybody else, whatever. Seeing the Jets possibly taking Ty Simpson. That's the latest ESPN assignment, I guess, hyping up Ty Simpson to go to the Jets. Do you really want to go to the Jets if you're Ty Simpson? I don't think you do, but I digress. Iowa State's schedule out, Big 12 schedule out as well. What's interesting with the Big 12, we saw the Pac-12 when they were a thing, put their schedule or put their championship game, I should say, on a Friday night. This past year, I think it was the American and Conference USA, I think, that had their championship game on the Friday of championship weekend. The Big 12 is moving their championship game to Friday night. Now, remember, they were at 11 a.m. Central on – it was the triple header. It was Big 12, SEC, ACC, and then Big 10 for the major conference championship games. That's how it's largely been for the championship Saturday. But now the Big 12 is moving it to Friday. So standalone window, Brett Yormark has always been very forward thinking about, okay, how do we put ourselves in front of more fans, right, on TV? And that's what you've seen there. So December 4th is the Big 12 title game. Still a long ways away from that, but December 4th of 2026 for the Big 12 championship game. It's a Friday, not a Saturday. 319-366-1600. We've got one more thing to get to on Three Big Things. It's some portal news for the Hawkeye football team. Again, short show today. Power hour going right till 5 because of the blizzard warning that's in effect for Linn County until midnight tonight. Staff here given the opportunity to get home safely before the snow and wind pick up pretty seriously here after 5 o'clock. And just as I say that, snow starts falling again here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But blizzard warning in effect until midnight tonight for Linn, Benton, Jones, Buchanan, and Delaware counties. Keep that in mind if you are in those areas to the north as well, with some blowing snow and strong winds here this evening. Let's get you another opportunity to win here. It is a text to win opportunity. If you're safely able to text to win, you can enter our contest to get a four-pack of tickets to see the Iowa Heartlanders in action. They are taking on the Indy Fuel. It's the Empower game, celebrating women in sports, giving out four packs all week long here on 1600 ESPN. Game is Saturday, January 31st at Extreme Arena in Coralville. They've got some cool stuff planned, including pyrotechnics before the game. They got a jersey auction going on, plus they're giving out some cool LED bracelets. So if you want to snag a couple of those, you can check that out, and we're making it easy to check that out by giving you a chance to win. It's a text-to-win opportunity, so if you're able to do it, you're not on the road, you're not in a snow squall right now or dealing with blizzard-like conditions, wherever you might be, grab your phone, text the word GOAL, G-O-A-L, GOAL, to 319-366-1600. In the word of the day, word of the week is GOAL. G-O-A-L. Text that to 319-366-1600, and we'll draw a winner out of all the entries to get a four-pack of tickets to check out the Heartlanders and the Indy Fuel again Saturday, January 31st at Extreme Arena. More details about that game and all the other action you can take in He is online, iowaheartlanders.com. Good luck, and we'll come back, wrap up the Power Hour next here on 1600 ESPN.
Save big money on your kitchen projects at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
You know your business needs a digital strategy, but what exactly does that mean? Is it SEO, social media management, targeted advertising? In a word, yes, and quite a bit more. But KZIA's local CI Digital Group will help you sort it all out. Start with our free digital assessment, and we'll help you from there. Visit cidigitalgroup.com, click Learn More, and discover all the ways KZIA's local CI Digital Group will help your business be even better. cidigitalgroup.com.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
All right, just a couple more minutes left to go for a Power Hour shortened edition of the show. Heading out a little bit early because of the blizzard warning here in the Cedar Rapids area. Back to a full show tomorrow. I'll get you a quick preview of what's to come on the program tomorrow here in just a moment on 1600 ESPN. Real quick, let's get to
number three
on three big things as we start to wind down here the Power Hour edition of the show. Some big portal news, some interesting portal news for the Hawkeye football team. News coming out earlier this afternoon. Remember, the transfer portal closed to new entries. Except for Indiana and Miami. Oregon's already done. Miami and Indiana, because their season just ended, they've got a little extra time to get their ducks in a row, if you will. But players who are in the portal can still commit to schools. And Iowa got an interesting one today. The Hawkeye football team getting a transfer defensive back. We've seen, and we talked about the strategy, and maybe we'll get into this a little bit more tomorrow, but Cody Haddad, transferred defensive back from Ohio State, coming in. And we've now, I'll preface this, we've seen transfers from Ohio State go to other schools. Ties to Iowa, of course, with Caleb Brown. A lot of hype around that. Didn't work out. And whether it was Iowa's fault or the fault of the player, you know, you can make your own decisions on that. But when anytime you see a transfer away from one of the bigger programs in the Big Ten to Iowa, especially a position like this, defensive back, you know, kind of makes you see, oh, hey, Iowa did something right here. Maybe there's just a lack of playing time for Haddad. We don't necessarily know. But he spent one season with the Buckeyes. He's from Cleveland, three-star prospect, so not top-tier recruiting ratings, but we've seen Iowa take three-star prospects and mold them into first-round draft picks, right? So certainly you see the potential there, especially working with Phil Parker and the coaching staff as to where he could possibly become something big for this Hawkeye football team. We don't know. We don't know how it's all going to turn out. But a transfer from Ohio State, defensive back, kind of gives Cooper DeJean vibes when you look at him, right? Look at some of his film. Strong player, St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland. His dad has some football experience, NFL experience, was a seventh-round pick of the Bills back in 2000. But spent 1 year with Ohio State, Ryan Day and the staff there, didn't appear in a game. He will come to Iowa with 4 years of eligibility remaining. So certainly something to see, to note, and we'll see how he does with Iowa. But did get an offer from the Hawkeyes out of high school, ended up choosing Ohio State, being that Ohio kid. Just reading a little bit more about him. We'll see how he turns out coming out of the transfer portal for this Iowa football team. Of course, definitely a position of need for the Hawkeyes this year. They've had a lot of transfers when it comes to defensive backs. In fact, four now total with Haddad coming out of the portal. Anthony Hawkins, who was a player at Villanova, certainly one that you recognize. Tyler Brown, Xavier Stiles. Brown was at James Madison. Stiles was at Robert Morris. Haddad out of Ohio State, 5'11", 186 pounds, and loading up on players in that defensive backfield. We'll see how it turns out for Iowa football and see if he gets much playing time coming up here in 2026. That'll be it for the Power Hour today. Again, thanks for understanding kind of the weather situation up here, making sure all the folks involved with the show, myself included, can get home safe. So we'll turn you back over to Freddie and Harry. And I promise you, back to a full show coming up tomorrow here on 1600 ESPN. We'll get the coach, Kevin Lehman, on the airwaves tomorrow with our off-the-glass segment, talking college hoops. It's on the way at about 4:30 tomorrow. And then Big Ten Ted going to stop by one final time for the season. We'll look back at Indiana's championship run and then talk some Big Ten football with Big Ten Ted on the show tomorrow. So that's coming up here on 1600 ESPN for a Thursday edition of the show. Get to some stories I wanted to get to today, but with the kind of pivot change in plans, we won't necessarily have time for today, but certainly looking forward to having a full show back, having Ted on, having the coach on, and we'll talk hoops and more tomorrow between 4 and 6. Another chance to win Heartlanders tickets as well, along with a chance to win tickets to see Steel Panther coming to Club 5 in the Alliant Energy Powerhouse on March 18th. We'll get you those tickets tomorrow as well here on 1600 ESPN. Back to Freddie and Harry, then Iowa State women's hoops coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. The pregame show starts. Iowa State and Cincinnati Cyclones looking to break their five-game losing streak. We'll have that for you coming up at 6 tonight here on 1600 ESPN. Also on the way is SportsCenter. It's brought to you by Hills Bank, 120 years in eastern Iowa and counting. Hills Bank, banking on community yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Have a great night. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow at 4.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. Blizzard warnings have been issued.